Duval County doesn't have much data on teens who do drugs or drink other than what they admit through anonymous surveys. About 30% of high schoolers say they drink, a quarter have smoked marijuana, and just over 1 in 10 say they've used prescription drugs without the prescription. 5 students are already attending Duval's new River Oak Recovery Center program. Superintendent Nicolai Vitti says it's free to students, which is important because while middle to upper class teens might have money for intervention programs,
but that's, you know, not the opportunity for working class parents or our children who are growing up in disadvantaged homes.
The school operates mostly online with some in-person instruction as well as counseling and peer groups at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Arlington. And while it's not affiliated with religion, it does follow the 12-step recovery model that includes spirituality. While there isn't a lot of research on recovery schools, a 2009 study evaluating 17 of the programs was positive. It showed just over half the students were drug and alcohol free after 90 days in the program, and they had fewer mental health issues like depression. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.